As we reported earlier in the program today, Palestinians in the West Bank celebrated following the official request of UN membership for Palestine. Many Palestinian Americans, on the other hand, are worried about what statehood will actually mean. Asiya Bundawi has more from Brooklyn.
As world leaders at the UN headquarters in Midtown, New York, debate what to do about the Palestinian bid for statehood, another conversation is taking place down in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. At the Bay Ridge Cafe on Fifth Avenue, Palestinian-American Yusuf Shadallah sips his coffee as he watches experts on Al Jazeera discuss the statehood bid. And he doesn't look too optimistic.
Good step, but useless. It's all politics. We're not going to get full membership of the UN. What's the use? Waste of time. 64 years past due.
Down the street at the butcher shop, Ma'moun Hamouri, owner of Badran Halal Meats, is equally pessimistic.
I hope, but I don't think it will happen or exist.
What I hope and what is going to happen is two different issues.
That's Habib Judah. He runs the pharmacy next door to the butcher shop. He thinks Mahmoud Abbas's bid for a Palestinian state will be futile.
Though I know it's not going to pass, though I know even if it passes, what are we given is nothing. But you know what? Anything is better than having this conflict. Anything that will bring peace to the region, to the world, that will be much better than what we are living now.
While the lack of hope that the UN will ever recognize a Palestinian state is pervasive, some Palestinians here in Brooklyn are outright opposed to the bid for statehood. On Twitter, the hashtag fake state has become a trending topic among Palestinian activists who think the bid for a state at the UN will do more harm than good. Rami Kanazi is a Palestinian-American poet.
I'm not supportive of the bid. I don't think it would actually lead to statehood, and I don't think statehood would actually lead to Palestinian rights.
Kanazi has written about the Palestinian situation and the frustration many feel.
You would have statehood, but you would have no real rights, no real autonomy, no control over your territory, no functioning body that could actually exercise the fundamental rights of Palestinian people.
Some Palestinians say the division over whether to support or oppose the statehood bid is generational. Younger Palestinians are opposed to the UN move, while the older generation is looking for something, anything, to change. Others say that the divide is a geographical one, with Palestinians who hail from the West Bank and Gaza generally in support of the UN statehood, and Palestinian refugees and those who live in Israel opposed to a state that wouldn't include them. Dr. Ahmed Jabed is a Palestinian-American who runs a gynecology practice here in Bay Ridge. He says whether you're for or against the UN statehood bid, the fact is it's raised more questions than answers. Questions that no one can answer right now.
Is it going to make problems on the street in the West Bank and Gaza? Will there be a third intifada? And what does really the 1967 border mean? Does that exclude the Palestinians who were inside the Green Line in 1948, Palestine? What will happen to them? Are we abandoning them? How about the right of return? So whether this step is good for the Palestinians or not, I don't know. We have to wait and see.
For the world, I'm Asiya Bundawi in Brooklyn, New York.